gets a boost in business. Then you have those youth today that besides their own health, and they're more open to their sexual partners, they're the ones that are now preparing your food, as I mentioned. As I write this, I'm thinking of the gal, as I said, that just had that abortion thing. But this isn't just something that's out of the blue. When you start having 800 abortions a day, it tells you that people have lost their morals. Now, I advocate those that are for people that have been raped. I would hate to have to carry something like that. If I was a woman, knowing that someone raped you like that, and you had to carry that child and be reminded of that until, you know. But yeah, there are certain things. Anyway, in lieu of that, over in England, a New Yorkshire-based Thomas the Baker has drawn a lot of unwanted attention online after Twitter fundamentalists highlighted the use of the term ginger people to refer to gingerbread man. They're taking the gender out of cookies. This is the society we live in. This is an older story from 2014, but it's in line with what's going on today. If you're a gun owner, how would you like to have your children shot by the police for carrying a gun? Well, a public service announcement encouraged kids to steal their parents' guns and hand them over to their teachers. Imagine a child bringing a gun to school, what that would do. Campbell's Soup is facing calls for a boycott after one of its executives tweeted a conspiracy theory. You've got to listen to this one. Involving billionaire George Soros. Now, this is being played heavily on Twitter, that if it's Soros, it's automatically all linked to Jews. If it's elite, it's linked to Jews. If it's a globalist, it's linked to Jews. You know, but this is how they're demonizing words now. But anyway, and this is because George Soros has been linked to this migrant caravan from Honduras, again, where Israel is selling all those weapons. But anyway, the vice president of the government affairs, Kelly Johnston, suggested that Soros' Open Society Foundation planned and is carrying out the over 5,000 persons caravan making its way up from Central America to U.S. He also said the foundation has an army of American immigration lawyers waiting at the border. In his tweet, Johnson also said Soros Foundation has orchestrated everything, including where the migrants defecate. Anyway, so he was fired. Now, there are photos of those vehicles which have the Zionist star decal on the side of them. But I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. There's a good link here. I'm going to post this in the chat room here, but it's from an article entitled, Has America Become a Dictatorship Disguised as a Democracy? And I'm going to read you a small excerpt from that. You're right. Kenneth just mentioned there in the control room there about how Soros himself bragged about buying all them boats for those immigrants in which, what's his name? Hot Lips. Paul Joseph Watson. Always think of him. He looks like he wears lipstick. But anyway, where he detailed all the immigrants that go out a certain distance, and then they call for help, and they should be taken back to the nearest port, but they're not. They're brought right over to Italy. And this is where your flood of refugees comes for Europe. But anyway, this article goes on to say, we're living in two different worlds, you and I. There is the world we see or are made to see, and then there is the one that we sense and are occasionally catch a glimpse of, the latter of which is a far cry from the propaganda-driven reality manufactured by the government and its corporate sponsors, including the media. Indeed, what most Americans perceive as life in America, privileged, progressive, and free, is a far cry from reality. When economic inequality is growing, real agendas and real power are buried beneath the layers of the Orwellian doublespeak and corporate obscured, we'll go for that, and freedom. But anyway, such that is it's meted out in small logistic doses by militarized police armed to the teeth. All is not as it seemed. You'll see them on the streets, you watch them on TV, you might even vote for one of these. And these are the ones that that they think that they are just like us. I'm going to vote because he's our man. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. Well, I'll post this link here, but it's a good read here. It goes on there, but I, because of time here, I don't have the ability to do that here. But there might be more important things to talk about anyway. But anyway, this here, I found it interesting here, article here, because I've seen some, I got an email earlier this morning from a friend over in Idaho, and I can only link it to that. I hope to close the show with that article, by the way. So bear that in mind. The councils across England refuse now to take cash or checks for taxes and fines as utility companies and insurance firms banned them from the form of payment. Rules forcing residents, including the elderly, to pay by electronic means have been quietly introduced by councils, including the Manchester and Newcastle, with more planning to make the switch in the coming months. This is where they're going to switch to digital currency. Anyway, and of course, remember on all these transactions of a card and stuff, there's always a transaction fee of 3% or whatever like that. And remember, banks through their ATM fees and other charges have raped billions of dollars, whether they're through NSFs or whatever like that, off the customers. And this is a way to digitize your currency, which is all created out of thin air in the first place. Anyway, local authorities blame huge funding cuts, saying that they could no longer afford the cost of running a cashier's office or the bank charges for the processing payments, such as a council's tax. And again, here they are omitting, deleting jobs, a cashier's job. Don't people see what's going on, that everything is being taken away? And then what's even worse is when you read the statistics now on what they call that universal basic income or universal credit, of all the people committing suicide that are being enrolled into that. I just can't get to the point to where I can tell people to, you know, you need to wake up and see what's around you and stop watching TV to that extent where it's doing you of no good whatsoever. The Game Boys, Xboxes, all this stuff. These are all constant distractions about what's really going on. And of course, anyway, we're back to another story here on Israel. Here, Israel has had some more toy homemade rockets attacks from Gaza. But what's interesting about this, and I can't impress upon this much here. Enough the fact that. When you read the article, I forget the general's name, that says U.S. soldiers should be prepared to die for Israel. The Israelis now, their army has accused Syria, their government, of instituting a Palestinian militant group to fire dozens of rockets at Israel from Gaza and with Iran's support. I remind you that Gaza is a prison system over there with miles of walls, security checkpoints. So I know that, you know, from over there, Iran isn't crossing over into the border. Neither is Syria. You can't even get food in there. You can't even fish over there without having your fishing boat shot up. But, of course, say no instantly. It's Iran. In Britain yesterday, to show the people the level of capital murders being done in our names, first we had Wolf Blitzer. In an interview with Rand Paul, bemoaning the jobs in the arms industry that would suffer if the U.S. stopped selling arms to Saudi Arabia, which are being used to bomb the civilians over there in Yemen. And, of course, this goes on to include the full fueling and as well as the targeting for those bombs by the U.S. by showing logistics. And then we have the journalist who was hacked up by the Saudis over there, in which Trump said of the same that there was billions of dollars in arms trade at jeopardy. Israel, too, has just sold a massive spying package to Saudi Arabia, which I might have to ask or wonder if there's some other nefarious implications there, because if anyone hasn't seen it now, you should watch the video, Israel's Secret Weapon, the Talpiot program. It's on YouTube. I can supply a link in the chat room if someone wants to watch the video later, but it shows how Israel's involved in all the domestic stuff here in the United States, all through Colorado, everything, intel chips, all this stuff. And, you know, the only thing I think about that is if the United States ever went to war and if Israel was pissed at the U.S. for something, they could just turn computer chips off or defense chips off, and the U.S. would be a sitting duck. And I brought that up with John Statmelli the day on his show there. But anyway, in lieu of the same story here, as I was relating here about it's always the arms. Yesterday, 129 Labor MPs voted to stop support for Saudi Arabia's campaign in Yemen. The vote was defeated by a majority of 90. So over 100 Labor MPs did not vote out the motion. If they all had this arms sales to Saudi Arabia, would have stopped. But this shows you how entrenched your politicians are into this New World Order BS. So you're not voting for a politician. You're voting everyone that puts someone in office. You're putting them in office to keep this New World Order policy going. That's why you have the corporate takeover, all this stuff, the arms sales, name it, attacking countries that had not attacked the United States or anyone else. Like that meme that shows of all the countries Iran has attacked in the last 200 years, zero. The best meme I saw now was Iranian bases all through Canada and Mexico. It's fictional. But see, that's how the U.S. wants to portray it, about how Iran is a threat. I suppose you're just supposed to jump on the platform there and say, oh. But anyway, and like in Yemen, we don't see the news from Yemen as all these starving kids, the bombed buildings and stuff. But again, we are inundated through the UN and these PSA infomercials on TV there about the genocide in Yemen. And again, you're requested to send your $19 a month or 61 cents a day to help out. We're to be made feel guilty for what's going on when we can't stop these rogue governments from doing what they're doing. It's suddenly up to us. Also in Syria, a common ground has been formed in Syria where France, Germany, Turkey, and Russia agreed in Istanbul on forming some kind of a peace mission over there. As usual, of course, the United States was missing. They want war. I cannot believe an American that raises a child 17, 18 years and like, say, you can go through a portfolio of baby pictures on up, videos nowadays covered on cell phones or whatever like that, and watch your child grow and the love you develop, or at least some people do anyway, that you have for a child, and then to sit there and know that your son is being lied into a war in which he possibly may die. And, of course, you, to be a patriot, will get a folded flag in return. And I'm not anti-military. I believe that wars happen is because your diplomacy fails. And as I've mentioned before, there's bat phones to every single country you can think of. If Trump wants to talk to China, he just got to get on his old bat phone there. There's no reason for wars anyway. But when there is a war, it means your politicians have completely failed, and it's usually over commerce. Everything deals with commerce. And speaking of that, in Moscow there, they have just reported that there was a food delivery. And what was it? 450 tons of food and medical type stuff to this refugee camp over there for Syria. And it was being blocked by the United States. And I can post an image photo of what that entire area looks like. And I brought this up here about 2 weeks ago, where Google is purposely blurring the photos of Syria and Iraq of those towns like Raqqa that have been totally destroyed by coalition member bombings. And if you remember any of the photos from Germany post-World War II of the Berlin and stuff, these shelled out Swiss cheese cities, this is what they look like. And on Google Earth, they just look like flat smeared areas. You can tell there's roads, but you can't tell they're buildings. It's like they're all at like they have no level to them. But this is because they're hiding what they're doing. But anyway, so you imagine that too. Think of what 450 tons of food and medicine would do for relief for all those people who've had to flee their homes due to this U.S. support of Al Qaeda, Israel's support of Al Qaeda, even France's and stuff, but it seems like France is backing down because, again, we're back to people that are being more diplomatic. And, of course, the United States, to save its so-called economy, has to keep wars going because that's all it's about. Just like the article about Trump saying that we may get a second chance to go back into Iraq to get its oil. Remember, he first said that Iraq's oil should be used to pay for the Wounded Warriors program. And I thought of the doublespeak of that because here Iraq was illegally invaded. Yes, U.S. soldiers were maimed, injured, killed. But the audacity to sit there and think that someone else's oil should pay for their victimhood when they illegally invaded the country in the first place. Anyway. Oh. I was talking about morals earlier. The Sex Doll Official, a sex robot rental service owned and by Mum of Four, Jade Stanley, has indeed something unique to offer their clients. Not merely this sex doll for rent or a conventional shelf type version, but one now that is customizable to resemble real people the clients have had feelings for, be it celebrities or a late loved one. When I heard that, I mean, mentally, what do they call that when you're making love to the dead? But anyway, actually it's not love, but anyway. He goes on to say here that this entrepreneur here has noted, though, that this customization is currently, it's a hit service in her business, and it's able to cover so many different angles. She told the Edition there that adding the widowers are her most frequent clients. Again, I could not even fathom having sex with something dead. But anyway, the article goes on to talk about here how it's almost like these holodecks on Star Trek where they can fashion someone to look just like your ex-lover. Of course, then after thinking of that, I was wondering if 709 could be purchased. But anyway. Despite spending $185 million on faculty diversity, the Columbia University report finds a lack of diversity. Again, get that, $185 million on faculty diversity. Think of what that would have done to feed the Americans or any of that stuff. But anyway, all subcommittee participants in the report reported a lack of diversity in the senior leadership in arts and science, specifically the lack of women in senior positions. The report comes just after weeks of this campus reformed report that the Columbia University spent this $185 million in the recent years on this faculty diversity. Then it says, while Columbia University is a private Ivy League school, it received a portion of more than $41 billion in taxpayer funds for the eight Ivy League U.S. colleges from 2010 to 2015. You want to know where your money's going? You want to see why kids are turning out the way they are today? This is the problem. As I mentioned before, like shows like Bill Cosby's The Huxtables, when he ran that program there, and we all sat around and watched that, and more blacks enlisted in college. They moved things because, remember, he was a doctor. People were, and that's why we have senators and other things that are black today, CEOs that are black, people that get off their butt and go out and do things. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female or whatever gender you apply to, but you have to get out and do something. And it is not the problem of someone else to fund that. It's for you to pull your own bootstraps up. But anyway, the article continues here, but it says overall the women were also underrepresented as department chairs and relative to their representation of the tenured faculty. According to the report, which asserted the need for equality and diversity concern to be embedded in the interwoven within the arts and science departments. And again, this is from Zero Hedge there, but this goes to show you that they are systematically trying to change our social structure to where if you wanted to advance in the world, you worked for it. You didn't sit around doing nothing. Anyway, we got a break coming up. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Turn to talk radio.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to FrontSight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
And a little thing that you want to know. Turn to talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You know, much of what's going on today is a constant distraction of what's really happening. And I can give you an illustration. It'd be like a kid riding his bike through a crowd, and he's going to bump into someone like that, and whether he's going to topple himself or smuck into someone like that and cause some harm like that. But what's really going on is a massive war games that are building up. 40,000 war games on Russia's border. Then we have what's going on in Gaza, Yemen, and the list goes on. And of course, critical thinking. It's an early analysis. It revealed the fundamental flaws in our economic system, which anyone can see right now is a warning of a financial collapse. And this has been going on. And of course, they've been buying time on this with their QE programs. And, of course, the timing has been difficult for anyone to predict. This is because of the manipulation of the credit cycle. I was just reading here where the FICO scores are suddenly going to start raising here pretty soon to get more consumers into buying things to increase their credit. And, of course, the central banks have been shoveling this fiat money created from nothing into the major economies ever since the subprime crisis of 2008, many of which economic forecasters say that the United States has never recovered from, nor has Europe. And that's why we see this constant failing of banks in Europe. And here they just keep printing more dollars. And, of course, the U.S. dollar is a primary mover for the credit cycles, and it has to be in flow. You know, that's why they call it currency. And of course, with all these U.S. sanctions, it's shutting down and tariffs, it's shutting down the flow of currency for the bank of the river, if you know what I mean. But anyway, and the Federal Reserve can only continue this trick until such time as the confidence of the U.S. is lost. And that's where we see the real issue now, is where we're seeing country after country divesting itself from the U.S. and its dollar system, starting to trade now to bypass sanctions, whether it's in the yuan, the ruble, or do direct trade, bartering, where there's no actual currency transaction, trading. And this is where this article I received earlier goes on talking about, like, even the Kaiser Report talking about the credit cycle turns. And it's you can catch his videos on RT there, but it's a 26-minute video. In the early part of the broadcast, Max and Stacy discussed mortgage fraud because that's exactly what it was. And I myself got snared into that in 2008, 2009 by Citibank, in which they destroyed my credit, damn near lost my home, everything like that. And it was all because of their way that they were doing business, in which Obama was setting up this fraud through Fannie Mae. And Citibank was narrating it, and even our attorney general here in Montana, Tim Fox at the time, said that Citibank was purposely destroying the credit of those to be able to qualify them for their program. They didn't care what the government was doing. It was their program. Just like when you hear of these bankers that are paying fines, where you find that the bank told law enforcement, the Department of Justice, that they would pay X dollars. Not that the Justice Department says you're going to be fined $5 billion or something like that, you know. No, the bank told the Justice Department what they would pay, as well as the hundreds of billions of dollars that have been vetted through these banks from drug cartels and laundering money. I mean, the massive fraud that's going on, and this, you know, it doesn't just affect, like, me. It's you, because this affects everyone. Inasmuch as when they destroy your credit, they also cause your insurance, like driving a vehicle, your insurance rates go up. Like, what would my credit score have to do with my driving ability? Been driving so many darn years here, I've never had an accident or any of that stuff like that. But suddenly your credit score goes up. Matter of fact, right now I have the least amount of insurance that's needed as prescribed by Montana state law. It's, I think, $45 and something like that a month. When I was working, I had full coverage insurance for $65 a month, that gave me a $3 million bond, $1 million for each instance if I needed it for my job in case something happened like that, as well as $50,000 for any type of like satellite receivers and stuff carried in my vehicle, as well as tools and stuff. It actually was better off when I was working and had all that money and paying in the system than it is if you suddenly get disabled and you can't do a darn thing. Anyway, now we have Max Kaiser highlighting the housing bust reverse wealth effect. In the Australian edition by Tyler Durden, this is from Zero Hedge, where house prices are falling by over $1,000 a week in Sydney and Melbourne. This goes to show you that things are going downhill, as well as the economy. And, of course, government gets out there and they constantly lie to us about how great things are doing. Like, I think it was, what, 2.5 weeks ago, Trump was elated that Target was hiring so many people. But yet Sears and Kmart were going bankrupt. Ford was losing $1 billion. Talk about laying off thousands. Verizon, 40,000 laid off. This is what's really going on. We need to pay attention to that. Anyway, we'll be right back there. 1-800-313-9443. It's on. Double talk is all you get.
and you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here from beautiful Western Montana. And the current temperature is still 48.7, so we're holding. We had beautiful rain this morning, by the way, for a couple hours. A little late. Everything's kind of dried out this year, but anyway. And then I want to get back on this financial stuff. We have to constantly look at the, like, they're always talking about the price of gold, what physical gold is. And once that starts rising convincingly, that we're on its way to a full blown collapse, and this is because you see countries like China and Russia buying up tons of gold, and of course we know that their monetary system is not with the IMF or the World Bank, and when theirs collapse, when the United States currency collapses, this fake monetary system we have, which is in violation of Article 1, Section 8. Those will be the ones that will be able to say, hey, you know, at least we can tender ours to something which is viable, physical. Sadly, though, with they've always told us years ago, you know, you should buy gold, buy silver. And of course, most people, because of the poverty in this country here, which most people are being alluded that everything's hunky-dory, you know, actually it's hinky. But most people can't afford gold or silver. And then, of course, I always wondered there, if there is a total collapse, what are you going to do, use a potato peeler and shave off a piece of gold or something? Or silver? But as Mike Rivera would always say, the best thing to do is get on eBay and buy those, what they call it, bag silver. And this is old coins and stuff that have tangible silver. And of course, during a collapse, you have something that has a net value, like 10 cents, 25 cents, $1, whatever like that. But in his article, it goes on to say that we need to remember two things. The structural elite have a plan, and that is likely to entail an international currency. And that's why I read that thing earlier about Europe, how Europe is already switching over to all payments have to be digital and not by check or money order and all this crap like this. So they are making the switch now into this total fiat money system and monopoly. It was recently here about in monopoly, if you look at the board rules, I forget which rule it was, 11 or something like that, but the bank never goes bust. They can continue to write IOUs. The players can't. You can mortgage your home and all that stuff, but the banks, they can just simply write you an IOU. And Patty and I was watching a video here on YouTube the other day about that. I forget the name of the video there, but anyway, it went on to discuss how debt works and how credit works. So anyway, we have a phone call here. Fred in Ohio. Good evening. Iowa. I don't know why I said Ohio. Anyway, Fred. Good evening, Fred. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, fair to middle, and Keith, extraordinary show, extraordinary. I don't listen so much on Saturday, but I'm going to make it a policy to follow you all the time. You're doing one hell of a fine job. Now, our people, the people, as it says in the Word, are perishing for lack of knowledge.
Correct.
But people stop there. They don't go any farther than that. They perish because they reject knowledge. Now, your worldview, what a person's worldview affects their actions and how they think. Now, I'm an old codger. I'm 81. Now, when I was a kid and younger, things weren't perfect then.
No, they weren't.
But
no.
Our society lived by the principles of the Word and Christian values. Now, not everybody attended church on the Sabbath, but the values, the morality, the thinking was embedded in our culture. And therefore, we had more virtue. We had more morality, although the many immoral things happened, of course. And we had love. Now, if you're an atheist or an agnostic, not all, but most atheists subscribe to the Darwinian evolution, survival of the fittest. Well, let's compare the two systems, the two thoughts, that how it can control your mind and your thoughts and your actions. With survival of the fittest being your belief, you cannot have morality. You cannot have justice as we think of justice. And you even cannot have love. There is a war on for our minds. A war
right.
Between good and evil. And that war is intensifying. And until man can read the Word in the Bible, and then he is hopeful. Unless he is led by the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Eddie. What do you want to say?
Yeah, Well, I was going to say, you're correct on that. Remember, under the assumption there that when Christ was met by his followers about what it took to actually follow Christ, he gave the outline saying that, you know, it was all through the Spirit and it wasn't anything material. And then it says in John 6:66 there, it says, after that, it says, matter of fact, I can read the scripture there, but he went on to say, that is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them. And then he goes on to say, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and would no longer follow him. This is that material desire that most people have, is they could not let go of all their material belongings and just pick up and follow the Lord.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's like finding that pearl of infinite value in that field, and you'd give up all your monies to secure that field and get that pearl of infinite
right.
money value. You cannot buy it with money. It is free, but it costs all. And what that means is keeping the Ten Commandments in itself will not save you. Being baptized in itself will not save you. Belonging to a church in itself will not save you. But, and works will not save you. But when you study the Word and study the Bible, and try to do the will of God, start there. You'll have the Holy Spirit help you and guide you. And then you will gain more information and knowledge and even a modicum of wisdom.
Well,
now,
I think that...
perish.
I was just going to say, Fred, I think that's why it's so imperative to realize why they have been removing the Ten Commandments, the nativity scenes, even though that Christmas is kind of a pagan holiday anyway. But anyway, the fact is they've been removing so much of that, not allowing Bibles in schools. We don't see family prayer anymore. We see the total disunity of our families today. And today it's religion a la carte. If you want a certain lifestyle, just pick the God or church that condones what you're doing and go from there. But the scriptures have been, you know, as a matter of fact, Mark Dice had done that video there. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but he did a video there where he was running around and he had a regular King James version of the Bible wrapped with the Quran wrapping around it. And was reading to people, and, oh, those disgusting Muslims. And then after he got done talking about, you know, whatever the subject was, he revealed the fact that he was reading out of the Christian scriptures. And it just shocked people that, you mean that our Bible says that? I can't do this?
Well, you hit the nail on the head again, and I'm aware of Dice. You know, it is said that those who do not know history are condemned to repeat it.
Exactly.
Well, I strongly suggest, even on my life, that you study the Word in the Bible. You will not only understand history, you will know the future. And if I have a modicum or a slight bit of wisdom, it's taken me most of my lifetime. About 20 years ago, I discovered how appallingly ignorant I was. I was an ignorant ass. And then when I started studying the Bible and praying and starting to gain knowledge of the Word, I realized that I was a filthy rag. But you don't give up.
No, well, the Bible was meant to be the Bible was meant to be a humbling thing. And remember that the Bible says that all Scripture was beneficial for teaching, reproving, and for setting things straight. And unfortunately, most people don't want corrected. I mean, it's not like a father telling a son, you know, hey, you did this wrong. Like, you know, kids hate to get scolded and fathers hate to met out the discipline, but spare the rod, spoil the child. There is a time in life where people have to realize that the direction they're headed is wrong and they need correction. But most people today will not accept any correction because it destroys, whether it's their diversity or something like that, you know, and that's what we all have to look at, you know. And it's because of those chomping down of those morals or disseminating them personally to what you believe, you know, like, well, that scripture. Well, matter of fact, it's like, it'd be like someone saying, I went to church today and I saw a beautiful scripture that would apply to you. Well, why didn't it apply to the person saying that? See, they always point fingers at everyone else, and they can't apply it to themselves.
That is where you have to start. You have to start with yourself. That takes courage, and it is not only humbling, it can be terrifying and disgusting. But until you look into your own heart, your own being, your own beliefs, your own thinking, can right. you even begin to gain knowledge? Now, I'm not going to take up a lot of your time today. You hit the nail on the head, everything you said. I'm going to give it, you got your pen handy, your pencil handy, your quill handy, or charcoal handy, or chalk handy?
I have a notepad opened up. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to give you a website, and it ties into what you're saying. But I do believe from my heart, from my frontal lobe, into my brain, the head, and then down to my heart. Here it is. The numbers 267-the Herodian mind. Herodian, H-E-R-O-D-I-A-N. The Herodian mind, part one, / of mine.
Okay,
my friend, you're doing a one hell of a great, fine job. Have a good day, and I hope to talk to you again.
All right, bye-bye. Well, thanks, sir. Yeah, thanks for tuning in there, okay? It's always good to hear you in there. I got another caller there, Ken in New York. Yeah, go ahead. Throw Ken on there. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here. Mashing good show. I just wanted to let you know that New York Post has 4 good articles on the shooting, and one of them deals with what you were talking about earlier. The Tree of Life Synagogue applied for a nonprofit security grant from Homeland Security and included active shooter incidents and other types of training.
Oh, really?
And oh, yes. And so they give out grants. We pay for it to protect private organizations, as they're a nonprofit. Some of the sidebar stories, I won't go into them, but it says over $400,000 raised for synagogue shooting victims in one day. Brooklyn group to collect blood of synagogue shooting victims for burial. Now, on that one, they're not identifying the group, but I can pretty well say their address is probably 770 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And when you read this story, you start to get the picture that there's a sanitizing operation that's going to go on. They say they must collect the blood of the victim so that the bodies can be buried whole, as with their tradition, which I never right. heard of that before. And there's one story that actually makes some sense here, and it's a former NYPD cop and now a gun-toting rabbi says congregants should arm themselves. If you find one story, you'll find them all.
Well, you know, when I read that, yeah, Ken, I read that there, and in Israeli news over there, I forget it. Patty and I was talking about that last night on Twitter, the actual wording for it. But children over there in Israel, regardless of whether you're settlers or anything like that, remember the Israelis are taught from their youth up that everyone hates them, and that's a fallacy there. People don't like the Zionist government just like as much as they don't like this government for what it does. People themselves are okay, but it's those, again, like we're talking about the morality of people when you see them, when they're able to go out and shoot people, and or like watching some settler run over a Palestinian woman and her child and just drive off. I mean, this is a mental mindset, and this is because people have lost their morality nowadays.
You know, Mike, did you hear, if you heard Mike on Friday, Mike Rivero, he made a very good, or he gave a very good thought on, he said that if just because you disagree with the Israeli government, you, it doesn't mean that you hate the Israeli people. And he said that's like saying that people disagreed with Hitler because they really hated the German people.
Right.
I have to listen to it again, but it's a really concise, you know, short and sweet one.
Well, I was going to say, though, Ken, and 40 years of radio, I've talked to all over this planet to different countries, and I haven't met anyone I never liked. And I've always been questioned about why is your government doing this? But see, people don't hate us. That's why when they say death to America, it's not America. It's the government, all that stuff. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Ken, okay? And John will pick you up here right after the break, okay? We'll be right back.
Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have John in Michigan. Good evening, John. Hope you're having a nice evening there.
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Keith?
I hang in there. A little pain, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, I was wondering, did you happen to see, I can't remember where I seen it, but it was on RT in the last week here. It was a black truck down in Honduras or at the beginning of Mexico. It was a five-ton flatbed truck, and it had a little red Star of David on the door, on the passenger side, that they were showing a shot of it. And it was either on the passenger door or on the fender.
It was on
Did you happen to see that?
The white truck had the Zionist star on it. I just sent that link, matter of fact.
Did you?
Well, no, I just sent that link to a fellow there on Twitter there about how the Zionist Jews admit that immigration is number one on their agenda. But, of course, this is, again, to keep this blend of people coming like that. And of course, like Rahm Emanuel says, never let a good crisis go to waste, because there's those Israeli firms that are there to build the border wall. You always, in war or anything like that, you always, always play both sides of the field. That way you win regardless whether you lose, if that makes sense.
Right, right. Yeah. Hey, where can I find that picture? I scoured the internet looking for that. I could not find it.
Are you using Google?
Yep, I got Google or Bing, one of the two.
Yeah, I'd use DuckGoGo and just say migrant trucks as a search.
Oh, okay. Okay, good deal.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Hey, thanks, Keith, man. I like your show.
All right, no problem, John. Thanks for calling in, okay? All right, we're getting toward the end of the show here, so I want to read off a little bit more of this here. But like I say, people need to be more aware of what's really around them, and that's why I research everything. And believe me, my followers on Twitter, I usually lambaste them with a whole bunch of stuff they never realize it. But I research, and that's the only way people learn like that, because I hate being left in the dark when something happens. But we are not powerless. No wealth is destroyed in an economic collapse, merely the paper digital record of wealth. And this is during the collapse we can self-organize to optimize and share the existing physical resources for everyone's benefit. They talked about guerrilla seeding. Well, we're getting into winter, so that ain't going to help here. But if the system keeps going the way it is like that, think of those in the spring that just throw seeds along the road and stuff so that people will have something to eat. Reminds me of Johnny Appleseed, planting trees and stuff, you know. But we have to build a structure within ourselves, support groups, whether it's family, friends, because if something does hit the fan, we should be prepared. And sadly, those that are going to be pounding or beating down your doors or whatever like that, who oddly probably at the same time will have their guns or their knives, which they don't want now, they'll be there to demand and or kill you for what you have. So that's the importance here. But anyway, that's the end of the show here. So I'd like to thank all those in the chat room there for tuning in, the listeners, as always, for being out here. And for those that continually support Republic Broadcasting Network, thank you. Also for Kenneth. And I believe Doug is live tonight on Blacklist News Radio. He's up next. And get out of here and get the fire going, because I feel the house cooling off. So we'll catch you next week. And thank you again for tuning in.
Turn it on, turn it up, the loudest it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the loudest it'll go. Talk radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.